Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Andrew Lockhart, who is the Managing Director of Metric Credit Partners. Andrew, it's good to talk to you.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Now, last time we spoke, you were in the process of IPOing the Master Income Trust. It's hit the boards on the ASX, and you know the important milestones that you spoke about previously in terms of regular monthly income, stable capital values, you know, solid loan demand, all of those boxes have been ticked.
Yeah, the MXT listed on the exchange on the 9th of October. Since that date, we raised a bit over $500 million for MXT. That capital has obviously been put to work and deployed across a number of loans that we've made to corporates, both public companies, property-related borrowers, and project and infrastructure-related companies that we lend to, consistent with the strategy that we outlined. So from our perspective, we're delivering for our investors the right risk and return profile, seeking to deliver for them the minimum return of the RBA cash rate plus 3.25 net of all fees and costs. And so since the date of launch in October, obviously we're delivering on that for our investors. In fact, the first distribution was just paid last week. So as at the end of December, the first distribution was calculated and paid to investors as we had indicated in early January. And now our expectation is that we'll pay those distributions to investors each month.
Indeed, and another important aspect of the equation is the stability of the capital value, and that comes down to a number of key things, including the quality of the people that you lend to.
That's right. I think from our perspective, what we've always sought to provide investors with is access to a bank-dominated market. And one of the features of being a lender in a private side market is that you want to have a deep understanding of the companies that you lend to, and then you structure the terms and conditions and the controls to mitigate your risk of downside loss, which is a key measure and a reason that we're able to provide investors with stability of their capital. The equity holders should wear more risk than us as a lender.
Indeed. And so you're in the process of putting all of that money to work, and you expect to have done that by the end of the first quarter?
Yeah, most of that capital has been deployed. We as I said, we raised that money. I think in the IPO PDS, we said that we would be invested in not less than 50 assets. We're currently, as at the end of December, invested across 69 individual loan assets in MXT. And so I think our expectation is that over the course of the next several months, that should move up towards being diversified across between 75 to 100 individual loan transactions.
Indeed. Now, Andrew, we've started 2018, and one of the important themes has been the improving growth momentum of the global economy. We're hearing more about the potential for higher interest rates, which is what you would expect at the bottom of the global interest rate cycle. Things are going to see a deal of improvement in the US with the economy, and rates will move higher on the back of that. How does that position a product like yours?
So MXT is designed to provide investors with protection in a rising rate environment. So all of the underlying assets that are held in our various vehicles are floating rate loans. And so as interest rates rise and with strong job numbers, inflation edging higher, the expectation is that our positioning of our portfolio for investors will protect them in a rising rate environment. The returns will start to rise, and we'll be able to pay away higher levels of income commensurate with the rising interest rates.
And that's actually a good point to bear out here, is that investors in the income trust would actually be well positioned in a rising interest rate environment.
That's right. The benchmark's obviously the RBA cash rate. So if the RBA put up their interest rates, then obviously the total return throughout for our investors will increase. And then we're seeking to deliver, as I say, 325 basis points over the RBA cash rate, net of all fees and costs, with those distributions to be paid to investors each month.
Indeed. Now, when you look out over the rest of 2018, what are some of the highlights that you're expecting from the organisation?
Look, I think from our perspective, we see strong demand for credit. Australian corporate borrowers are looking for alternative sources of capital, and so from our perspective, that gives us access to a market that is really, up until now, been a bank-dominated market. We see continued acceptance of our activities from a range of corporates, both publicly listed companies, well-credentialed borrowers. But really, from our perspective, what we're trying to provide our investors with is a diversified exposure to Australian corporate borrowers in a floating rate environment, in a size and scale that allows our investors to gain the benefits of the size and scale of MXT through a lower fee structure and higher returns in their pocket each month.
Good news, Andrew. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the time.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.